This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Looking forward to the weekend. Thursday was Thursday. Today is Friday.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Does that guy ever get done in those settings and the crowd yells what? And he's like, that was it. Like, how do those end?
He eventually just smashes two beer cans together and pours them all over his head.
And then the crowd knows. Exactly right. No more questions.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, right. I'm not prepared for any follow-ups. I've just smashed these cans of beer together and poured them all over my head.
This has gone on long enough.
Yep. I mean, there's only so much, you know, more beer and tequila you can.
Rum didn't make the cut. He didn't mention any cordials.
Mm. Right. No ports.
No ports. Vodka.
Schnapps.
Whiskey. Beer. Port. A nice one. Right. Hang on, right. Everybody. Like a right. Nice.
A nice Montepulciano. Chano.
Yeah. Yeah. Very.
Mm-hmm. No scotch mentioned.
Scotch was not mentioned. Whiskey, yes. Scotch, no. No. This is a wrestling crowd. Come on. Scotch. All right. Robert Griffin, Joe mentioned, likely to start for Baltimore Tuesday night. He started one game against the Bills in his career. I promised you guys 10 more. My 10 favorite. Who was the other quarterback? Trivia, you know, games in Bills history for a trivia game. And I do not have that for you today. And it's, you know, getting late anyway. We have picks to do. But we should play that. If you guys want to come over tomorrow or something, that's probably illegal.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
Set up a Zoom, yeah. A Zoom meeting.
Right.
Yeah, sometime soon I'll give it.
What's up, we a did, Zoom?
On right. Wednesday we did 10 from the last 10 years. And Griffin was one of the games for the Browns. He did play a little bit against the Bills last year for Baltimore. I don't know why. I don't remember why. He played two snaps in that game, but did not make a play or anything. Maybe they kneeled it out with him? No, he didn't get any rushing stats. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe he did, but I don't know, and that's enough of this anyway. Who cares?
Okay. Yep.
Now I'm gonna be consumed by that though. Why did he play two snaps? Like, what was that, Wildcat? Like, what are they?
I'll find out.
Go through the play-by-play and find.
I might just go watch the whole game back again and find out. That's probably the easiest way.
You think that's the easiest way to find out?
And he doesn't show up on the box score as doing anything, so I don't know. He doesn't touch the ball. Maybe he's at wide receiver.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe Jackson was. And Griffin took the snap. Hey, you know what? Enough. Let's do picks. Come on.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
All right. Seesaw Affair. I'm in the lead by a game and a half after yesterday's games. Moved a game further up by having the Washington football team. Loved what I saw from them.
Sure, yeah.
Fierce on defense. Special up front, they're good. The quarterback is competent. You know, he's Alex Smith. He's not Justin Herbert or Josh Allen, right? He's not a lot of spectacular
plays. You know what your ceiling is, but he's definitely gonna make the right play most of the time.
Yeah. Their running back, Antonio Gibson, is fabulous. He has had a very good year. One thing that Joe and I have talked about, big fantasy interest in Antonio Gibson, they do not use him on third down, hardly ever. Yesterday, that might have changed a little bit. I mean, he got a lot of volume yesterday and three touchdowns in the end. With the lead, too, they were often playing from behind much of the season and not the case yesterday. So I think they're an interesting team. 4-7, that is first place. 4-7 is first place.
Yeah.
So yeah,
how interesting can they really be, though?
Right.
I mean, they're gonna make, if they win the division, they'll make the playoffs. Okay.
And host Seattle.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
Tampa.
Good luck.
Tampa.
They could win. Yeah. Did you guys before? I know we played the open and everything, so it's picks time. But I'm setting myself up for some ridiculous answers here, I think. Did you pay much attention to the Lions and Texans game? Like, did you listen to Nance and Romo through that game, or did you just sort of have it on?
Kind of like right in between those two things. I watched plenty of it.
Yeah. Did you notice at all that Nance seemed to be obsessed with the one of the punters?
No.
I didn't notice this. What about the punter?
I can't remember now if it was the Houston guy or the Detroit guy, but he like gave background on the guy. The guy's from Rice University, which is in Houston, and Nance is Houston, right?
Yes.
So I don't know, like, if it was just that or what, but he had like a lot more on this guy and like just background and. Like the look at how long that ball was in the air. Like he was just loving the punter up so much that I thought maybe he was married to one of Nance's daughters or something. If he's got daughters, like, he was just all over this punter.
Wow!
And I noticed that it was two different times that he just talked way more than you ever hear Jim Nance talk about the punter. So I didn't know if anybody else noticed.
I did not catch that.
Okay, well go back and watch, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
That's not happening. Joe's not doing that either. Joe's got to rewatch last year's Ravens-Bills game.
Well, once you get done with that, Joe.
I'm going to rewatch Lions and Texans.
Yes.
Yeah, just to hear Nance talk about this punter from Rice.
I thought the game was kind of cool, especially for Detroit. But that's probably because mostly they just kept fumbling. They put that guy in Williams, Joe. You ever heard of him? 41, Williams.
For
Detroit. And they start, Peterson scores. And they have Kerryon Johnson, and then that one drive starts. This is after the J.J. Watt touchdown. And they hand the ball to 41, Williams, and he fumbles on the first play.
I hadn't heard of him. Are we sure it's not Jonathan Williams, maybe?
I don't think it's Jonathan Williams.
It is Jonathan Williams.
Is it really?
My, former Bills draft pick, yeah. Right?
That's who that was?
Yes.
Arkansas, Jonathan Williams.
Okay, I'm glad to know now. I didn't realize that.
He fumbled?
He fumbled on his first carry. Yes.
That might be it
and
for him.
And the Texans went right in. I think he got a few more looks in the game, but yeah, I kind of like the game. Watson was terrific.
Yeah.
All right, two picks. My favorite game this week is Chicago +9 with Trubisky at Green Bay. I mean, that's you don't want to live like this. This is not something I would do for actual money. In most cases, at least. But I don't know. Maybe they'll be able to get to Rodgers. I mean, the Bears are respectable on that side of the ball. I think Green Bay, they've lost at home to Minnesota. They were in a game with Jacksonville, blown out by Tampa. I just think nine's a lot. And so I'm not here for like, oh, Trubisky will be motivated. I kind of think most of these guys are usually pretty motivated. But I do think the Bears can stay in it with the Packers. So I'll take nine. I like the Giants minus six at the Bengals. Brandon Allen in for Cincinnati. You have Brandon Allen for Cincinnati. You have Mike Glennon for Jacksonville. Two guys with more experience, not that it's necessarily a lot, going in for quarterbacks who had less and did not last in the starting jobs, respectively Ryan Finley and Jake Luton. I think in the case of Brandon Allen, maybe this is because I looked at his line when the Bills beat the Broncos last year and it was pretty gross. And I think the Bengals are kind of stuck here. The defense is bad. Mixon is still out. The reports on the Bengals is their locker room is terrible. Now it's a Giants. The Giants have a pretty good defense too. And they've got their playmakers for this game, except for, of course, Barkley. But wide receivers, they're close to full strength. Evan Engram. I think you look at that line and you go, Giants minus six. Aren't they in the NFC East? On the road. And that's the point. I think, yes, they really want you to take Cincinnati here, so I won't. Kansas City minus three at Tampa. I mean, I just am so negative toward Bruce Arians. And one thing, I talk about this all week with the Chargers. The Bucs love to run up the middle, too. Either you have Tom Brady, and we're here with like Ronald Jones and Fournette. Doesn't matter. They spend so much of their time, so many of their early down plays just running between the tackles. I don't know. Arians continue. Every time they lose, he sounds like he's like, it's Brady's fault.
Yeah, right.
And, I mean, the Chiefs are the Chiefs. I just like Andy Reid over Arians here. Minus three. You can get the Chiefs minus three. Take it maybe ever. Every time. So, you know, I don't think they're like way better than the Bucs or anything, but I think that's the pick. I think the Titans getting three at Indianapolis is a little generous. The first game, Indianapolis did win. I don't think Rivers keeps up this pace of the last 2 weeks. I like the Titans there on the road getting three at the Colts. Colts are down big on defense with Buckner out. And so I'll take Tennessee there. And in college football, give me, let's go with tonight's game, the Civil War. Mm. You know if it has a name.
Yep.
It's going to be good. Oregon State, give me the Beavers. Plus, what is it, 13 or 13 and a half at home against Oregon with the total around 64. 13 points, Oregon State. No reason.
It's the best kind.
It is the best kind.
No reason is often the best reason. That's what I've taught my kids that. Okay, then. Well, I'll go with you on the Chiefs here at minus three against Tampa. I just don't think Tampa is up to it. And a lot of the shine of that great win, they dominated the Packers. I think that's all kind of dissipated. So I would trust Kansas City to get theirs and then some on Tampa Bay. So I'll take the Chiefs just like you. The rest of it here, I will take the Raiders minus three at the Falcons. I've yet to place a Raiders Super Bowl bet, but I like them. Were they 50-1, you told me earlier in the week?
That's about right.
Yeah. I think that they will get lots of opportunity to score on Atlanta, so not worried about being a road favorite there. I will take Carolina getting Bridgewater back and 3.5 at Minnesota. No Thielen for Minnesota. Carolina still isn't going to have McCaffrey, but you know, whatever. Mike Davis is fine. So I like Carolina there with the points. And my Rams. I'm going to keep dancing with my Rams. The Rams are pretty big favorites in no, they're hosting the 49ers. Excuse me. 6.5.
7.5.
7.5 now. What? Which one of your games is going to pick the opposite of one of yours instead of that? No, I'm kidding. I'll stay on the Rams. Minus the 7.5, hosting San Francisco. I'm a believer in the Rams. I like the defense a lot, and there's a lot of skill and talent there. And provided Goff just keeps him out of the ditch, I think that that's a team that can make some noise in the NFC. So I'll take them with a pretty big number hosting San Francisco. And for college, I will turn my attention right up the road from where you and Sneaky Joe are broadcasting from. UB is hosting Kent State tomorrow at noon.
You're not taking Kent State.
I'm taking UB minus seven.
That's right. It'd be funny if you took Kent State. I'm going with the local game. I'm taking Kent State.
Right. No, I missed my matching this week. The bowls I've watched, they played, I think, like Tuesday, Wednesday, Tuesday, the previous 3 weeks. So, you know, nothing else going on. No hockey to watch. I've had a healthy dose of matching, but they waited until Saturday for this week's game. So, hope I can carve out some time tomorrow to find it.
Fantasy, you're all set. I mean, I ask that knowing you're 10-1.
We're coasting here. Yeah, I haven't even looked at our lineup for this week because it doesn't matter. We can't be knocked out of first place. I think we got a 3-game lead.
You can't lose.
10-1,
Joe, with McCaffrey. You got to be a little bit impressed. No?
No, I'm impressed. It's that league. There's no moves. I was going to say, start looking at defensive matchups if you got defense or slash special teams for playoff weeks. But what do you got to do? $5 for that.
Yeah, whatever. I don't even care. We made moves. I mean, it's funny. We were talking like fantasy earlier in the show, and getting Herbert on waivers. That's exactly what we did. Like, that was Owen's idea. I was unavailable in the morning there when that news broke, and Owen just figured out we should go claim Herbert. So we did, and he's been like 30 points a week. He's a monster.
I am so excited to start drafting for next year again, because with all that how immersed I've been in fantasy football and what I've learned and the people I've talked to, I can't wait to get back into the draft rooms and start to do a better job of figuring out how to build those teams. Like, I do okay, but I think I can do a lot better. Justin Herbert is the first player I think of for this. Not in your basic 12-team redraft league because, you know, he's been awesome. But he could have been one of 20 different guys, you know, this year for this. You don't know. It didn't even look like he was going to play for a while, and he did by a fluke. His own team didn't think he was good enough to play, and then he did, and like, oh, wow, look how smart we are for drafting him. But in super flex leagues, the mistake that I made on Herbert is assuming that he's probably not going to be good because of how most of the discussion went. And I know that that's faulty. I know not to do that. But it still tripped me up in a couple of drafts. Like, oh, come on. There's so much upside, though, in that pick. If you were in a two-quarterback league, especially if it's Dynasty, there's so much upside in it if it's right. It didn't even have to happen in week two. I mean, it could have happened in week 10 this year or when Tua went in. And, you know, still. With Tua, though, Bulldog, I bought into it. Like, he was, to me, yes. And yeah, Herbert was no.
Yeah, I drafted him. We drafted him. Tunsil's gas mask drafted Tua and just let him sit there. And then, you know, luckily we were able to get Herbert when we did.
Yeah, and so I ignored one of my own things, you know, like nobody knows. And I acted like I knew, and that was a mistake. So, Justin Herbert, the points have just been stupendous.
Yep.
For that guy so far. It's nice to go 10-1 without McCaffrey like that. That's really good. All right, so good luck to everybody in their Week 12 games. Joe, you have a favorite play for the week real quick, fantasy-wise? You into somebody? You're into Mike Tyson tomorrow night, I think.
I'm a Roy Jones Jr. against Mike Tyson, especially with the plus 220. Gotta love that.
I do love that.
You know, 250-year-old guys take the underdog. You never know.
That's what I always say, Bulldog.
There's no way of knowing who should be the favorite there. So,
okay, so that is really happening?
Take the points.
Tomorrow night, pay-per-view.
Wow. Pay-per-view.
54-year-old Mike Tyson and 52-year-old Roy Jones Jr.
Why not?
Wow. And they're actually going to punch each other?
Yes.
At least one punch will be thrown.
On the undercard, former NBAer Nate Robinson against YouTuber Jake Paul, by the way, if you're interested in that, too. That's not made up. That's really happening, too.
Yeah, all right. I might be busy,
but,
you know, sure. Sports.
What Joe just did would be like if I started talking about the different lineups that through the history of Wilco's time as a band. That's what just like, wait, what just happened here? Who were you talking about again?
And they'll be both wearing masks.
I wouldn't bet
Roy
on that.
Roy Jones and Mike Tyson.
I don't know though.
Boxing with masks.
Fantasy though, Jalen Reagor against the Seahawks.
Yeah, the
Eagles.
Could
be a lot of passing there.
Yeah, the Eagles.
Take a flyer on one of the Eagles.
5 is the line there. I didn't know what to do with it. I think Philly can score in that game. It's Seattle, but I don't want
to. Everybody does.
I don't want to go against Wilson either. The Eagles have a lot of problems. Offensive line. They're moving Jason Peters to right guard. Like it's just
he started the season there and then went to left tackle and went back. Yeah, there's a lot.
Lane Johnson hurt. They don't know what to do. I think up front, but for some reason I don't want to bet against them. All right. Speaking of fantasy football, Mike Dempsey coming up. Football diehards talk about rules too. You know, with the Baltimore game being moved, how to handle it. Some Bills and some Jaguars. He's in Jacksonville. All ahead. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog with Sneaky Joe. This is
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.